Listening. Task 1. For items 1 to 10, listen to the talk about extensive reading and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true, A, or false, B, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
In the mid-90s, two language researchers conducted an interesting experiment with a group of students learning English at university. These students were retaking compulsory English courses they had previously failed. In language tests, these students were far behind the other university students. As most of these students disliked studying English, few expected any improvement. The researchers put these students in a special class for the second term of their English course. The class met for the same amount of time as the other English courses, but the teaching was very different. At the end of the term, the students took another language test, and the results were surprising. In just one term, the students in the special class improved so much that their results in the new tests were almost as good as those of the other students. Not only had their English improved greatly, but many of these students, who used to dread English, now enjoyed the class. What was the secret method that produced such dramatic results in these previously reluctant learners? The class was an extensive reading course. Extensive reading is simply reading a lot of English at a fairly easy level. The students on the above-mentioned course spend almost all of their class time simply reading enjoyable books. In study after study, researchers have found that extensive reading can play a big part in successful language learning. In fact, one study investigating language learning strategies found that reading for pleasure and looking for opportunities to read in English were the two factors most closely related to successful language learning. It should come as no surprise that extensive reading helps students improve reading skills. What is really surprising is how much extensive reading improves students' writing skills. In one study, students on extensive reading programs were evaluated as being 2 to 3 times better at writing compared with students who did not read much, yet actually practiced writing more. Many other researchers have come to similar conclusions. Students who just read a lot can make equal or greater progress in writing than students who actually practice writing, at least where beginner and intermediate students are concerned. Not only can extensive reading benefit reading and writing skills, it can also develop speaking and listening skills, though to a lesser extent. Students who read a lot are more likely to speak well. Other 55 researchers have found that students just reading graded readers improved in both fluency and accuracy of expression in their speaking, even though they did very little speaking during the course of the study. Do you want to have a good score in a test like TOEFL? Perhaps you should start thinking about extensive reading. Researchers have found that reading was a better predictor of TOEFL performance than the number of years spent studying English or living in English-speaking countries. Another study showed that students who only read enjoyable books consistently improved their TOEFL scores, averaging 3 to 4 points in the test each week of reading. How is it that just reading can bring all these benefits? Extensive reading allows students to see vocabulary and grammar in context over and over again, giving them the exposure they need to understand, organize, remember, and use it. Extensive reading gives repetition of key language items, both essential to successful language learning. In short, extensive reading provides a very strong foundation on which to build language skills.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
In the mid-90s, two language researchers conducted an interesting experiment with a group of students learning English at university. These students were retaking compulsory English courses they had previously failed. In language tests, these students were far behind the other university students. As most of these students disliked studying English, few expected any improvement. The researchers put these students in a special class for the second term of their English course. The class met for the same amount of time as the other English courses, but the teaching was very different. At the end of the term, the students took another language test, and the results were surprising. In just one term, the students in the special class improved so much that their results in the new tests were almost as good as those of the other students. Not only had their English improved greatly, but many of these students, who used to dread English, now enjoyed the class. What was the secret method that produced such dramatic results in these previously reluctant learners? The class was an extensive reading course. Extensive reading is simply reading a lot of English at a fairly easy level. The students on the above-mentioned course spend almost all of their class time simply reading enjoyable books. In study after study, researchers have found that extensive reading can play a big part in successful language learning. In fact, one study investigating language learning strategies found that reading for pleasure and looking for opportunities to read in English were the two factors most closely related to successful language learning. It should come as no surprise that extensive reading helps students improve reading skills. What is really surprising is how much extensive reading improves students' writing skills. In one study, students on extensive reading programs were evaluated as being 2 to 3 times better at writing compared with students who did not read much, yet actually practiced writing more. Many other researchers have come to similar conclusions. Students who just read a lot can make equal or greater progress in writing than students who actually practice writing, at least where beginner and intermediate students are concerned. Not only can extensive reading benefit reading and writing skills, it can also develop speaking and listening skills, though to a lesser extent. Students who read a lot are more likely to speak well. Other 55 researchers have found that students just reading graded readers improved in both fluency and accuracy of expression in their speaking, even though they did very little speaking during the course of the study. Do you want to have a good score in a test like TOEFL? Perhaps you should start thinking about extensive reading. Researchers have found that reading was a better predictor of TOEFL performance than the number of years spent studying English or living in English-speaking countries. Another study showed that students who only read enjoyable books consistently improved their TOEFL scores, averaging 3 to 4 points in the test each week of reading. How is it that just reading can bring all these benefits? Extensive reading allows students to see vocabulary and grammar in context over and over again, giving them the exposure they need to understand, organize, remember, and use it. Extensive reading gives repetition of key language items, both essential to successful language learning. In short, extensive reading provides a very strong foundation on which to build language skills.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. For items 11 to 15, listen to the conversation. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Can I have a word with you, Henry?
Sure, Tara.
I'm really behind with my coursework.
Are you finding the course too difficult?
Not really. That's not the problem.
Well, is there something wrong at home? You can be frank with me, Tara. I promise you, it won't go any further.
Things have been quite difficult recently with my flatmates.
I must say, it might be a good idea to tell them how you feel.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to stop them enjoying themselves.
If I were you, I'd just ask them to turn down the volume.
Well, I did ask them once, and they turned it down, but they just started playing the music loudly again the next night.
You might consider talking to your landlord about this. He probably doesn't know about this noise problem.
Maybe. I suppose I could try talking to him.
And stop worrying about it. Things will get better. I'm sure about that.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. Integrated listening and reading. Read the text below, then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will notice that some ideas coincide and some differ in them. Answer questions 16 to 25 by choosing A if the idea is expressed in both materials, B if it can be found only in the reading text, C, if it can be found only in the audio recording, and D, if neither of the materials expresses the idea. Now you have 15 minutes to read the text below. Now listen to another text, and then do the tasks, questions 16 to 25, comparing the text above and the talk. You will hear the talk twice.
The Sherlock Holmes stories made a huge impression on me when I first read them, and the reason is simple. Sherlock Holmes himself is a fascinating person, someone who we can admire. He's got a brilliant intellect and incredible analytical powers of observation. Just by looking at people, he can deduce all kinds of things about them and their lives. He's supremely talented as a detective and can solve the most difficult cases. But he has human failings as well. He has character flaws, like he can be very arrogant, especially in his relations with his sidekick, Dr. Watson, who always accompanies him as a friend. Watson accompanies him on most cases, and he isn't stupid, but Holmes is so brilliant, and he's a very courageous person, especially when dealing with some very dangerous men. He's knowledgeable and he's talented musically. He often plays the violin when he's in an unhappy mood. He's very believable as the main character in the stories. A lot of people think he really exists. Tourists come to England and go to Baker Street to see where he lived. Some don't realize he's a fictitious character. And I suppose I think of him as a real character, too. I feel I know him well. When I was young, my uncle used to read extracts from the stories to me, and he could quote pages of the stories by heart. I love Sherlock Holmes and reread the stories many times.
You'll hear the talk again in 30 seconds. Now listen to the talk again.
The Sherlock Holmes stories made a huge impression on me when I first read them, and the reason is simple. Sherlock Holmes himself is a fascinating person, someone who we can admire. He's got a brilliant intellect and incredible analytical powers of observation. Just by looking at people, he can deduce all kinds of things about them and their lives. He's supremely talented as a detective and can solve the most difficult cases. But he has human failings as well. He has character flaws, like he can be very arrogant, especially in his relations with his sidekick, Dr. Watson, who always accompanies him as a friend. Watson accompanies him on most cases, and he isn't stupid, but Holmes is so brilliant, and he's a very courageous person, especially when dealing with some very dangerous men. He's knowledgeable and he's talented musically. He often plays the violin when he's in an unhappy mood. He's very believable as the main character in the stories. A lot of people think he really exists. Tourists come to England and go to Baker Street to see where he lived. Some don't realize he's a fictitious character. And I suppose I think of him as a real character, too. I feel I know him well. When I was young, my uncle used to read extracts from the stories to me, and he could quote pages of the stories by heart. I love Sherlock Holmes and reread the stories many times.
Now you have 5 minutes to finish the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the integrated task. Now you can start working on your reading task.